This is Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities taking a look at the wheat markets for Thursday, May 26. Well, wheat markets had an interesting day yesterday. We started out weaker and held that way through much of the day, and it was late that the market started to bounce, and we had a flurry of buying coming into the close. So, the market almost gave us a reversal up, and in Minneapolis it was barely a reversal up, but the winter wheat's not quite there, but still the market closing almost at the high of the day after being under a fair amount of pressure. In Kansas City, we're testing some swing highs, a double top from mid-April and early May, and it looked like the market was going to catch there and bounce off of that. In Chicago, we got below that same chart formation. We dug a little deeper there, but again, the market bounced back late in the day. So the night session, though, has us back down again. We're back down testing yesterday's lows, so clearly not getting a lot of follow-through to the upside. We haven't taken out the lows, but it sure seems like the wheat market is struggling to regain some upward momentum. I had thought we would come back and retest the highs here in the short term, but perhaps that's just not going to happen. The market has had a pretty good correction. If we get a bounce back to the upside, it's unlikely that we'll be able to get back to the highs before we start to really feel the harvest pressure. So I still think that ultimately, the market pulls back into the mid-June time frame. It might stretch a little bit later into late June, but I think with the plantings report at the end of June, the plantings and stocks report, my guess is that that would lean bullish, especially for corn, but quite possibly for wheat as well, spring wheat in particular. So I think that, whatever kind of pressure we get through harvest, we want to kind of be moving away from a bearish mindset by the middle of June, and then start to look at opportunities to get long. And perhaps even this is one of those where the market has had a pretty good pullback here. We're just not into that the bulk of harvest pressure just yet. And usually you get that when you're in the middle of Kansas, and typically we're into Kansas by the middle of June. Excuse me, the bulk of Kansas harvest would be late June, early July, but the crop is a short one this year, and I think we'll move through it fairly quickly, unless you just get more rain delays. But either way, I think the wheat market is in a long-term bull market. I think we're still in that. It's going to be that way for another at least 6 months, until you get either a big crop out of the southern hemisphere, or you get a big crop out of the northern hemisphere, which is next year. And we can know by this time next year if we're looking at a big crop in the northern hemisphere. So that said, I think that breaks will be shallow, end users will be stepping up to buy the pullbacks in wheat and corn and soybeans for that matter. And I as long as the war is going on in Ukraine, I just don't see the world being able to move out of this tight grain situation. Even with the huge crop coming out of Russia, they'll find a way to try to sell it, but if they don't have access to the global payment system, it's going to be very difficult for them. Most countries are not going to want to trade in rubles. That's kind of a non-starter for obvious reasons. Now, there's been a great deal of chatter these last couple days about some sort of agreement between Ukraine and Russia to set up an export corridor, a ship movement corridor, so Ukraine can get grain out. Russia, of course, why in the world would they do that unless they could get something out of it? They're asking for the removal of sanctions, which is a non-starter. They're asking to demine the waters around the Ukraine ports, which Ukraine does not want to do, because that would allow Russia then to move in with amphibious vehicles. So, either way, however way you look at this, it's just kind of a non-starter for both countries, and we just got to find a different way to get grain out of Ukraine. Rail is the obvious one, or by truck, which is much slower than by ship, but it's sort of working now. But I just don't see Russia conceding anything. And asking them to do something like this just gives them leverage. They'll say that they tried, but, you know, NATO wouldn't allow it because we're not going to remove sanctions. Well, of course, NATO's not going to remove sanctions. So it's, you know, you just, it, again, it becomes a non-starter. It is going to affect world supplies for sure, and it's going to put much more pressure on Europe for wheat supplies. And the United States, maybe soft wheat supplies, spring wheat, we'll see. If we can get the acres in, we're probably looking at a pretty big spring wheat crop. But we're, you know, clearly North Dakota is in a world of hurt getting into the field, no matter what crop you're looking at. So I just don't see wheat becoming a bear market. We'll have our pullbacks. We'll probably just go into a trading range through harvest, which is only, you know, mid-June, not even a month away. And then I think we're back moving higher into the fall. And we'll see what kind of production the Southern Hemisphere brings in. But, you know, to rely heavily on Europe when they're looking at dry conditions and likely yield reductions there, not only for wheat, but also for corn. Normally they would be pulling in a lot of corn from Ukraine. Well, that's probably not going to happen very aggressively. And you're looking at a short crop of hard red winter wheat here in the United States. India was being leaned on to be a supplier. Now we've got the U.S. attaché in India estimating the wheat crop at only 99 million tons when the USDA has them at 108.5. So if you drop below 100 million tons in India, not only are you not exporting anything, you're kind of on the verge of being a net importer. So you can almost just eliminate India as being a supplier of wheat, which is a pretty tough pill to swallow, because they were going to be kind of the pressure relief valve here in at least some of these poorer countries that would take the lower quality wheat. So this becomes a real barn burner, I think, as you get past harvest. Whatever break we get into harvest, A, I think will be shallow. B, I think just sets us up for a big move into the fall. We just don't have the production in the Northern Hemisphere to, even in a normal year with the Black Sea, to say that we could be in a bear market. And now you've removed much of the Black Sea production. This just becomes a huge push to the upside, unless the war ends. But even if the war ended today, you know, the state of Ukraine's port facilities is pretty sketchy. It would take time to rebuild that capacity. And in Russia, Putin has to be gone. They're going to have to install another government. That's going to take time to stabilize the Russian government and the Russian economy and get those exports moving too. So I just don't see it. You know, can it happen by October? Maybe, if the war ended today. So, you know, there's no sign of that happening. So I'm very bullish wheat still. This has been a long-term bull market. Usually your bull markets get pretty old by the time you're in your second year, maybe third year, and that's what we're pushing here. But the fundamentals still justify this, unless you have a significant change in the war structure and can quickly get those states back or countries back online. So while we may get a bump up to the upside, I don't think we'll retest the highs in the near term. And if you're going to get a bump, it would be in the next week or so. I still think you're going to get a decent harvest pressure pullback into mid to late June. And then from there, we just start working our way higher. Any hint of a weather problem in corn and beans sends the markets skyward as well. I don't think you'll see that initially. We could use some hot and dry weather, but NOAA still has in their long range forecast hot and dry throughout the summer, which is not ideal. So there's plenty of volatility and teeth grinding left in this market to get us through the summer. And I just don't see us turning into a bear market at all for the next year. You know, you're looking at Brazil's sort of short crop in corn. Europe is going to be tough to have a decent crop of corn. Here in the United States, our acres are low and we're losing them as we speak. I just don't see a huge crop coming in corn either. So, just sets the stage for just more continuation to the upside. And so breaks, I think, are to be bought. And we'll be looking at, especially in wheat, that's going to be the leader, at least in the short term. Once we get past harvest pressure, I think it's just steady up into the fall. If you have any questions, feel free to call at 1-800-888-9843. This has been Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities.